This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, the Ten Commandments. This is your brother Abdul Wahab Salim. Now we're looking at commandment number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ. And with the ahd, the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall you do wafa. The covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does that mean? And what does wafa mean? Wafa means to bring something such that there is no defect within it. So you, if you're trying to bring a matter to somebody, he's assigned you an assignment, you want to make sure you perfected the assignment and then you bring it to that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've given you a ahd. Ahdullah, the ahd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this ahd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should you do wafa, should you bring it and fulfill it completely? Now what exactly is this ahd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And notice a couple of, you know, one line before, or two lines before, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ, fulfill the measurement. But he talks about fulfillment there first and foremost, because that's really important. But over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make reference to the fulfillment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ahad first, because that's what's more significant. When you recognize that this is a covenant, right away from the get-go, you hear that tough word, covenant, powerful. As soon as you hear the word covenant, right away you start thinking something great. It's like there's some sort of treaty or something like that, right? The word ahad is a powerful word. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by striking home run with this really powerful word. So you remember to listen very, very carefully from this point onward. There's a covenant we're talking about, it's not a joke. And this covenant is not my covenant or your covenant, this is a covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have a treaty with a certain country that's really powerful, you start being very wary about how to interact with that, because you've got this treaty, you have to uphold it. When you have a treaty with Allah, you have a covenant with Allah, you have a relationship of such sort with Allah, then you have to start being careful. What exactly is this covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be a covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made with us. And what's that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us in the Qur'an, saying, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ Did I not make a covenant to you? أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ Did I not make a covenant with you? يَا بَنِي آدَمْ O children of Adam, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ That you shouldn't be worshipping shaitan. So there's a covenant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us. He made this oath with us that we will never ever be worshipping shaitan. Right? So this is one type of covenant with Allah. But then there's also a covenant that we make towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've made this covenant, every single one of us, whether we remember it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this covenant in the Qur'an. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended up taking مِنْ بَنِي Adam from the children of Adam, from the children of Adam, مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ from their backs, ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ their progeny. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the progeny of every individual from his ظهور, from his back, from his ظهر. And after he took everybody out, everybody was before him, and he said to everybody, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Lord? Every single person testified. And they all said, قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا Everyone said, of course, of a surety, you, O our Lord, is definitely our only Lord. So we all accepted the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we'll abide by the fact that He is the only divine Lord. He is the only Lord worthy of our devotion, our worship, our submissiveness, our servitude, that all of that, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي Indeed my salah, indeed my prayer, indeed my sacrifice, indeed my life, indeed my death, all of that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a covenant we've already taken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That you may end up saying on the Day of Judgment, إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ Don't end up coming on the Day of Judgment and telling me that you forgot this. You've already done it, it's occurred, it's been written. Allah has given us a covenant not to worship shaitan. We've given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a covenant that He's our divine Lord alone. We have to abide by this. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ahdullah, the covenant of Allah, to generalize both covenants from both angles. The covenant we gave to Allah, our transaction with Him, the covenant He took from us or He gave to us to not worship shaitan, all of that is there. It's all there. And then on top of that, we have another covenant. We have a covenant in which Allah didn't initiate it, we did not initiate it. Now this is a covenant that we initiate with mankind, everybody on earth. So we have a covenant with people. Somebody makes a transaction with someone, he says, I promise you I'll do such and such. But the person doesn't end up following through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Oh, who you believe, أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ When you have a transaction, then fulfill the transaction properly. So why would this be called the Ahd of Allah, the covenant of Allah? Because Allah is the one that's obliged you to make sure that you fulfill that covenant with other people as well. So you have one covenant from you to Allah, one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you, all of that you have to fulfill. And then you have another covenant that you give to people, that also needs to be fulfilled. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with the Ahd of Allah do wafa. All of that is included within those three words. And that's why I said this is an extremely powerful set of three words. You can memorize them right now. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ That's it. So the take-home message and the action item today is that from now on, you have three promises. You have a promise that you have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is your only Lord. You have a ahad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards you, and you have to live by it. And that is the fact that from this point onwards, we're not going to worship shaitan in the least, and we're not going to worship our own desires. Rather, our devotion and servitude and our submissiveness will be with Allah subhanahu towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Him alone. That is our ahad, that is our covenant. And last but not least, whenever we transact with people, we have to make sure we're transacting properly, such that we don't lie, such that we live up to our promises. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ